The coronavirus update.
All right, everything you need to know about what's happening in the world concerning coronavirus right now. Suntum said it will appeal against the court ruling that found the country's largest non-life insurer liable to pay a client's claim related to the coronavirus lockdown on Friday. Like insurers around the world, Suntum has been battling with clients to say it was wrong to reject claims made under business interruption policies after coronavirus restrictions forced their businesses to close. I think we should ask Wendy Nola about this one on Thursday. Yeah.
And then also in your coronavirus update this morning, according to a new Oxford study, they're saying people who have contracted the coronavirus are now highly unlikely to contract the disease again for at least 6 months. Researchers say that the findings are exciting because they represent an important step in understanding how COVID-19 immunity may work.
The head of the U.S. effort to produce a coronavirus vaccine said that the first inoculations could happen as soon as 24 hours after the FDA approval, the Food and Drug Administration grants approval, which could kick off the largest inoculation campaign in U.S. history starting this year, mid-December. The effort to roll out vaccines across the country of 330 million people comes as Donald Trump has blocked the normal transition of government before the inauguration of new president-elect Joe Biden. Let's have a look at the worldometer right now. I'm just going to look at South Africa. The numbers are just crazy. When you hear the numbers, you know, we almost forget that we didn't know if we'd get up to a million coronavirus cases or even up to 10 million. We're at 58 million, almost 59 million. But where is South Africa in the mix? Well, as far as total deaths or total cases is concerned, we're outside of the top 10, still in the top 20. If you consider this, about 200 countries and districts around the world, we're 16th as far as total cases is concerned. Slightly worse as far as deaths is concerned. We're 14th in the world. So now, as we have for the entire year, we just want to give you a cautionary tale that says just do what we've been doing up until now. Try not to relax with your restrictions, because we want to have a December. We want to have a December where you can actually go visit friends and family and not infect them with a deadly disease. So do all the things that you need to do. We've been doing it. It's in our habits now. Keep the masks on. Keep sanitizing. Keep social distancing.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.